Welcome to Food Fight, the food podcast, where we debate food topics despite having no real culinary knowledge, yet we still defend our uneducated opinions to the death. I'm your host, Kirk Pinchon.
I am your other host, Lindsay Gentile.
And each week we take one single food theme and dissect it, discuss it, and debate it within an inch of its life. We offer no answers, no solutions to these food dilemmas, only more chaos. Oh, Lindsay, we're going to start off with some sass.
Ooh, what's going on?
Well, if I say sass, who do you think of?
Me?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes. Yes.
Lily. Yeah.
So as we're recording this, it's a couple days before Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we talked candy with Abby Gardner. She was great. And now we're getting right into Easter. And I'm taking the kids to school, my teenage kids, and I'm saying, hey, Sunday's Easter. And Lily's like, yeah, how come we're not going to do any like Easter candy hunts and all that? And I was like, because you're fucking 14. You're almost 15. I didn't say the fuck part, but in my head I did.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you want Easter candy, I will take you to a store and you can buy whatever Easter candy you want. And she's like, well, do I have to pay for it? And I said, yeah, you have to pay for it. You're a teenager now. You have allowance. She's getting a summer job. She will have money. So I was like, I'm not paying for it, but I will drive you and give you any candy you want that you want to pay for. So then it became this. What if, this is Lily, what if I sent a letter to the Easter Bunny?
Oh.
And gave it to you, if it was good enough, would you buy me candy? And I said, okay, you write an Easter Bunny letter saying why you deserve candy as a teenager. Give it to me. I'll read it. And if I agree with it, I will buy you any candy you want.
Okay.
So that's what's going to happen before Sunday. Lily, now she was like, great. She goes, great, I'll text you. So she's not going to write a letter. She's texting me. And I was like, it better be a big letter. It better not be like, hey, Easter Bunny, give me candy. Love and kisses, Lily. So I was like, it better be a legit letter that you're texting me. She's like, I'm going to text you a letter. She's like, I might do a voice recording as well, pleading my case.
Oh, and can we do this on the show? Can we listen to it? Can we read it?
She doesn't know that, but fuck yeah, we're going
to
do it.
Yeah, we have to. And then we can decide together.
It's going to be a week time, but we'll have the... So I have to be the final harbinger because of time.
Yeah, but I'll guess what you decided.
So, we're reading this on next week's episode.
Oh, great.
Yes. She has no idea. That's her fault for not listening to the podcast.
I mean, you snooze, you lose. You know what I mean?
Right. So she won't know that we're reading this or doing the recording for it. But next week, stay tuned because there will be an Easter Bunny letter from Lily Pinchon giving talking points about why she deserves candy at almost 15 years old.
I love it.
Yeah. So this was a big morning discussion. So we'll be doing that next week. Keep an eye out for it. And listener email is also about candy because Danny, our man Danny, literally right before we started recording, emailed us.
Okay, what did Danny say?
Last week, the candy show with Abby, I was sitting there going, hey, what was the tamales thing for you? I was like, do you remember this tamales talk? And you're like, no, I don't. Danny says it was hot tamales and Dr. Pepper. I remember hearing it on the cast and thinking, huh, I need to try that.
I wonder what episode that was on because I didn't bring that up.
I don't know. But Danny remembers. So there was talk about hot tamales and Dr. Pepper. So he thinks he's going to try that. Now.
Sounds weirdly delicious.
I mean, you like hot. I think it really goes. I bet you
it does. It does go. I don't. That rots my teeth just thinking about it, but I like the idea of it.
I mean, I think if someone did that in front of you, you'd be like, shit, that's kind of next level.
Right. And then, I would be impressed, but also repulsed.
Yes. Yes. But you would have to try.
I would have to take a sip. Yeah, yes.
Exactly. Although, if you're taking a sip, aren't you like, well, I got to drink all the rest of it because I want to see what that hot tamale tastes like.
No, you'll get it. You just drink it towards the middle to the end of it.
You don't want to try the hot tamale soaked in Dr. Pepper?
I mean, I could, but I don't think I have to drink more than a couple of sips to get that.
Yes. Well, speaking of Easter, Danny also says, speaking of peeps, they make a hot tamale flavored peep and they are awesome.
Whoa, I need to find those.
Do you like peeps? I can't remember on the show last week. Did you say you like peeps?
It's just a family thing. Like, I think they're repulsive, but they're a part of our family.
Your family garbage.
Yeah.
Speaking of garbage, Danny also says, I also like to eat peeps stale as they get a fun circus peanut texture.
Yes. Wow, I wonder if I have to order these peep tamales. I gotta go. I feel like I gotta order these peep hot tamales, like when my parents are here.
Yeah, you gotta do it soon. I mean, as of this recording, Easter is just a couple days away.
Yeah, what are you doing for Easter?
Nothing.
Is that terrible? You're not cooking at home or anything?
Well, it's a little iffy because Theo now has a job. He works weekends. He's a sandwich artiste.
Yes, he is.
He's a sandwich artiste and works weekends. So he's working this weekend. So we're not sure exactly what we're going to do. And I'm not sure exactly if Liz's going to be getting them sweet, sweet Easter candies. So it's all up in the air for our Easter. But I'm guessing Am will make something and we'll do something to that effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
we're going non-traditional this year and we're going to Casa Vega.
Are you really?
Yeah. It's like a very famous Mexican spot, like old school Mexican spot in LA for the listeners. And so my parents are in town and Bradley's family wants to do Easter, but we never want anyone to feel obligated to cook. But my parents don't live here, so they're not going to be the ones to cook. So we usually go out to eat. And yeah, we're going to Casa Vega.
For those who are still curious about Casa Vega, Casa Vega was the movie, it was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Where, yes, it was. Yeah,
in the end, where Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio go have a final meal together.
It's a major LA Valley staple.
Yes, everyone goes there at least once.
Yep, so we're going there. We're taking my parents to Casa Vega.
That's really fun. That's a really, really good idea.
Bradley's dad was like, why are we going to Casa Vega? And we're like, don't ask questions, yeah. Just happy Easter.
Just happy Easter. Come with a smile on your face and have a margarita and an enchilada for Easter.
Exactly.
I love that. Now, would you eat stale peeps like Danny?
Yeah, I would try it.
Well, peeps are gross.
I think I want that texture more than the regular peep texture.
Oh, okay. Well, if you get a hot tamale peep, let us know on next week's episode.
I'm going to try as soon as we're done. I'm going to try to overnight them.
You're like, this is my afternoon.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, if you have a question or comment or a food pick, send it to us at foodfightthepodcast@gmail.com and we'll read it on the air. Or you can holler at Lindsay at
Lindsay Gentile on Instagram.
So speaking of Instagram, did a food poll about granny candy. I think granny candy's gross. So I asked people, is it wonderful or is it awful? Lindsay, do you want to take a guess?
When I voted, it was 100% wonderful.
Oh, fuck. God damn it. It didn't get that far. That would be the worst.
If
100% people said something was wonderful that I hate.
Yeah.
But it was pretty much a thrashing. Wonderful, 69%. Awful, 31%.
All right. So still did really well.
It did really, really well. And I kind of thought it would. I was kind of hoping maybe it would be like a 60-40 or close to 50-50. But people like granny candy.
If it's there, we're going to eat it. Are we going to buy it? No. But if it's there, it's such a nice little fun treat. When you go get a massage and you're on your way out and they have this gross granny candies, it's like, yeah, you know what? I am going to have one of these.
I deserve this after this massage.
I don't want this. I want something so much better than this, but this is such a novelty, ridiculous thing. I'm going
to
eat it.
You're like, it's here. I'm not going to have it.
I'm not going to not have it.
Hells no. But you can look out for our food polls every Tuesday morning on Instagram at the Food Fight Pod. That's where we have it. Let's get into our main topic. Let's spill some tea.
Let's spill some tea. And full disclosure, I'm already drinking my tea because I have a tummy ache and it's helping me.
Oh, no. Oh, save it for an hour from now when you still have that tummy ache.
I'll warm it up.
The tea. Oh, this will be exciting.
I'll warm it up.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I have to start off about saying with tea. I love tea. I drink tea literally twice a day, every day. There's never not a day where I don't have at least 2 cups of tea.
Yeah, you're a major tea person.
But it's only green tea.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I only drink green tea. And yet, no joke, I still go, yeah, I'm a tea expert.
For the listeners that are maybe new, Kirk doesn't really do coffee, but like tea is his coffee.
Tea is my coffee.
But yes. I didn't realize you only do one kind of tea.
I do variations on a theme. So it's variations of green tea, which we will get into a little bit later. But yeah, it's only green tea, herbal tea, no, black teas, no, any other tea, white tea, no, only green tea. But yet I still kind of go, yeah, I'm kind of a tea expert.
Well, you're a green tea expert.
I'm a green tea expert. But because I'm also an insecure male, I take out the green and just say, I'm a tea expert.
Right. Well, that makes a lot of sense because men are garbage.
Not a lie. Not a lie. But you said it, tea versus coffee. I don't like coffee. I don't like the taste of it, but I think coffee is really cool. I've said it many times. Tea versus coffee for you because you're kind of a both person.
I am a coffee person.
You are. Okay.
I cannot have coffee after like 11 a.m. caffeine-wise. Mm-hmm. So tea is a great little fun way for me to be like, I still want something like warm and cozy, but I can't have caffeine, so I'll do an herbal tea.
Okay. All right. That makes
sense.
But
not often. Not often.
So you're not a daily tea drinker, but you're a daily coffee drinker.
Daily coffee drinker, a monthly tea drinker, and I love tea and doing hot toddies.
Okay, yes. And of course, boba.
I like iced tea, yes.
Yeah, we'll get into
but
that.
But I've only had the boba once.
This will be a new part of your life, trust us. Here's my question to you, as someone who is a coffee drinker but kind of appreciates tea. Why is there more love for coffee than tea? I don't understand it. There seems to be a demarcation of like, I'm a coffee drinker, and there's people like, I'm a tea drinker. They're identifiers, and it feels like coffee always just gets a little more appreciation than tea, and I want to know why.
Well, there's probably something in the history of like, tea is really elite. Like if you've ever gone to afternoon tea, mm-hmm. it is like a whole to do. And so maybe more common folk drank coffee. So it was more accessible to people and didn't feel so like hoity-toity. So maybe there's something there that's more inclusive.
You know what? I think maybe in America that I can see that being a thing of like, oh, tea is for snobs and coffee is for, you know, for us, you know, Joe Bag of Donuts. But I mean, if you go to countries in Asia, tea's just there. It's you know, like if you go to Chinese restaurants, tea is just served and it's not hoity-toity. It's not fancy. It's just, here's a pot of tea. Here's these little cups. There's your tea.
I think that tea is like an older thing too. Like my mom drank tea. My grandmother had tea, but I didn't know anyone young my age like drinking tea growing up.
I think you're low-key calling me old.
No, I'm just saying why it's just not always around. Also, like coffee like as like you know, like a coffee artist, or what do they call them? Oh, a barista.
Yeah.
That wasn't a thing until like 10 years ago.
Yeah. I get
like
that.
There was no like coffee snobs. We all drank it like out of filters in a big machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, there's coffee snobs now. Oh, yeah.
Now, but yeah. That's like thanks to Seattle. Like yeah. That wasn't like a thing.
I think it's not a thing. I mean, who would you rather be with? A coffee snob or a tea snob?
A coffee snob sounds more fun to me.
Why?
Because I worked afternoon tea and tea snobs are just literally the worst.
But there's tea snobs that don't do afternoon tea. I get that you might be scarred from the afternoon tea gig. But like, you know, I don't understand why tea snobs are maligned.
I'm not maligning them. You asked me who I would want to be with.
Why
I think
would you
snobs,
rather be with that?
Snobs are more annoying than anyone else, but if I had to choose, I like coffee more than I like tea, so I'd be with a coffee snob.
What if I threw wine snob in the mix?
Hate wine snobs too. But
if you have to choose a wine snob, a coffee snob, or a tea snob.
Well, I want to drink the wine that a wine snob is like giving me. It's mm-hmm. always delicious, you know.
Let's throw this in. I'm just going to say this right now. F, marry, kill. Coffee snob, tea snob, wine snob.
Marry coffee, kill tea, fuck the wine snobs.
I could see that. I'm going to marry tea, fuck coffee, and kill wine.
Okay.
So, there we go. I understand. All right, well, let's get into some facts. I found some facts about tea. By the way, m'lady, you're going to be doing a tea quiz.
Oh, no.
Yep, you're doing a tea test coming up, but first let me get through these facts. Tea has more caffeine in it per milligram than coffee. Tea leaves have around 3.5% caffeine in them, whereas unbrewed coffee beans have only around 1.1 to 2.2% caffeine. So technically, there's more caffeine in tea than coffee per milligram, but it's also in how you brew it up is how much caffeine you actually drink. So what happens is once you start to add hot water and brew your coffee beans or your tea leaves, the amount of caffeine changes. This is because the hot water actually extracts the caffeine from the coffee beans and is more concentrated than when you brew a cup of tea. So,
interesting.
Unbrewed tea has more caffeine than unbrewed coffee. It's only when you brew it that caffeine actually gets it a little more. But you can get a stronger concentration of caffeine from your cup of tea by steeping it longer. Think of caffeine in coffee like a short, sharp hit, and caffeine in tea like a slower releasing boost. So the tea in caffeine, if I'm reading this right, and I think I'm reading this right because it favors what I like more, tea gives you a longer caffeine high, not as sharp and immediate as coffee. So it's caffeine in coffee will spike more, and a tea one will be a little more gradual.
I read it as you got to keep it in longer if you want more caffeine. So it's like you got to slowly sip it. You got to keep the tea bag in there longer. That's what I got from that.
Well, that's because you'd be right. But I'm trying to skew it.
Understood.
To my personal insecurities and have tea be a better option.
Understood.
So you're using logic.
Hmm.
I'm just trying to fucking get my way.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Now, do you leave your tea bag in?
I do. I like really, really strong, bracing green tea.
Yeah, I leave mine in too.
I leave mine in. I never take mine out. Leaving it for the whole time. Love it. Love it strong. I hate weak tea. Weak tea is the worst. It's just an absolute waste.
Yeah.
Can't stand it. Part of the stuff that I like with tea, and I think this is part of the thing that's now, like you mentioned, coffee has become a thing. But tea has always had this. There's like a ritual to it that I really like. I like the okay, let's brew the tea. Okay, let's put the leaves in. Let's pour over. I like the accoutrements. I like the hardware. I like all that shit.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of work to me.
You're just like, fuck it. I just want my coffee.
And working tea service is so annoying because everyone has a different kind of tea and then you have to keep topping them off with the hot water and then they need another tea bag because it's like too much water and now the tea isn't strong enough and it's just like, it's a fucking nightmare. And people sit for hours. Oh, hell yeah.
I'm here for that. Save it because we're going to be talking tea time at the very end because I want to hear your thoughts on it. Loose leaf first bag. Do you have a preference?
Loose leaf or I like a bag.
You like a bag again because you just don't want to do the work.
Yeah, I want to stick the bag in and then it stays in there.
Okay, I do loose leaf too. I love loose leaf, but again, I leave it in for a longer time. You can't obviously leave it in when you drink it, but I leave it in for a very long time. Also, it's more snobby and pretentious, and I like that more.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I get it. How about milk? Do you do milk and tea? I think that's fucking gross.
No, I don't. I usually do it straight up or a little bit of honey if I'm in the mood.
I don't use sugar or honey. I don't want milk tea. Milk teas are ugh. Not gross. A fan of it. Okay. Are you ready to take a tea test?
Yes.
Okay. You have four questions. Question number one. It takes around how many tiny leaves to make just 1 pound of finished tea? Is it 2,000, 3,000, or 4,000?
3,000?
2,000.
Okay.
Okay. That's still a lot of tiny leaves.
That's a lot of tiny leaves.
It's a lot of tiny. Again, going back to it, tea's a lot of fucking work, man.
Yeah, I don't want to do it.
You have shit to do.
I'd rather spend my time doing so many other things. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't. I don't know what you mean. I'd rather do tea things. That's how I am. Question number two. True or false, no tea is grown in the United States.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to say that that's true.
It is false.
Okay.
An island off the coast of South Carolina and also Hawaii is where tea is grown in the U.S.
Interesting.
Yeah, had no idea.
What kind of tea do they make there? Do we know?
You're asking a lot of me with these questions, and I didn't do that much digging, so I don't know. I do not know. Question number three. Today, Americans drink almost 50 billion glasses of iced tea each year, accounting for what percentage of all tea consumed in the U.S.? Is it 67%? Is it 74%? Is it 81%? Or is it 90%?
I'm going to go with 74%.
Incorrect. It's 81%. Wow. 81% of Americans drinking tea, it's iced tea.
Interesting.
Americans love iced teas, what we're learning here.
That's so weird because a lot of that stuff is just powdered or garbage. Yes. You know, that's interesting.
Which we're going to get right into right after this last question. Last question. Let's get one, Lindsay. Come on. Come on. Bear down.
All right.
How many different types of tea are there? Hint, it's more than 1,000.
Okay. Oh, I just have to guess.
Would you like another hint?
Sure.
It's not... It's It's between 1,000 and 5,000.
Okay, I'm going to say 3,500.
I'm going to give you it because it's 3,000.
Wow.
3,000 different types of tea. That's a lot. And I've only had like seven.
Right.
Yeah. What are these other teas? What are these 3,000 other teas that people are drinking?
That's really interesting, though, because, like, how could you even count it? It's like, then you've got jasmine and lemon, and then you've got green tea and jasmine. I mean, it's like, there's just millions
I think options. There's varietals, kind of, and different, like, subsets of different teas, which we'll also learn about as well. Iced tea versus hot. Do you care?
I'll have iced tea, like, as a refreshing beverage, but to me, it's two different things.
Oh, talk about that. Why?
I feel like I'm either in the mood for, like, this beverage or that beverage, but I don't feel like it's necessarily, to me, when I think of it, like, I'll have that hot or cold.
Okay.
Like, I'm just like, I want an iced tea with my salad, but I would never have a hot tea with my salad. Like, that would be so weird. Like, that feels like a beverage to me, like water, lemonade, Coke.
Yes.
Whereas a tea, to me, is more of like, a hot tea is like having a coffee or some sort of, like, special beverage.
Do you only drink iced tea, like, in the summer and hot tea in the winter?
I don't only have hot tea in the winter, but I don't think I would have iced tea on, like, a cold day.
Okay. All right. I prefer hot. I only drink ice when it's summer. I don't particularly drink it in the winter, but I drink hot in the summer as well. Mm. But here's a fun fact about iced tea. Americans tasted their first iced tea at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, Missouri. An exhibiting tea merchant had planned to give away free samples of hot tea to attendees. When a heat wave hit, no one was interested in a hot beverage. To save his investment, he dumped a load of ice into the brewed tea and served the first iced tea. Customers lined up to try the invention.
Interesting.
I had no idea. I love shit like that. I love, like, necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah.
Where he's like, this guy's like, I'm fucked. Shit.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, well, let's just put some ice in it and maybe someone will drink
it. See what happens. Yeah. And I love an iced tea. Like, if I want something more than water, but I want to be healthy, I always go for a nice unsweetened iced tea.
Sweet tea is... I mean, I know it's a thing in the South, and people are like, you gotta get that sweet tea. Oof. It is... Any sweet tea is gross, but, like, down in the South, that tea is sweet.
Yeah, it is nasty.
It's way rough. Speaking of nasty, wonderful segue, let's talk to supermarket bottled teas. All right, I have a list of... I hate bottled teas. I fucking hate bottled teas. They're gross.
I'm okay with some of them.
I knew you would be. I've never had a good bottled tea in my life. So we're going to go over a bunch of them right now. I'm going to start with old school and then move on to the newer school. So old school, if you remember these, Lipton. That's like the OG.
I don't like Lipton.
It's gross. It's terrible.
Yeah. I can't do it unless I can brew it like a tea bag. Do hot water and then, like, zhuzh it up. I really can't get behind a Lipton.
I can't either. It's that bare bones, hey, I would like a tea.
Powder. Yes. Like,
yes.
Ugh.
Or even, like, their bagged tea. It's the tea that an airline gives you when you ask for hot tea.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Yeah. Do you remember Nest tea?
Yes. Is that the thing? Let me look at what the bottle looks like.
I think
like.
The bottle will jog your memory because it's pretty iconic. I remember them as like sweet tea. Yeah.
Never really got into that.
Yeah. Gross as well. Now, gross. When I was a kid, there wasn't necessarily bottled teas, but there was like the powder. So you would like, your mom would get a big container of like Nest tea, powdered iced tea. And that's how you would make it. And it was the worst.
So gross.
The 70s were a rough time for everyone. Snapple. I hate Snapple.
I used to, when I was little, I loved Snapple.
Because you are a 90s child.
Yeah. So Snapple was like really big.
Yeah. Snapple was fucking huge. And even like, because it was so big, it was on Seinfeld. Seinfeld would drink Snapple the whole time.
Yes. Now, I loved the Snapple peach tea.
Of course you did.
And I'm so curious now what the nutrition facts are, if you just give me a minute.
Sure. It can't be
good. I'm just so curious, like, what the actual deal was. Yeah. Let's see. So it was only 110 calories, which I'm actually very surprised.
Was it one serving? Because they're pretty big bottles.
Here we go. So this is for a 16 ounce.
Okay.
160 calories, 40 grams of carbohydrates, 40 grams of sugar. Okay. That is a lot.
It's a lot of sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah. And no one's sharing a 16 ounce or a snack.
No.
They're drinking that on their own. That's 40. Yeah, that's a lot.
That's crazy. But it only has water, sugar, citric acid, tea, and natural flavors.
I wonder what those natural, quote unquote,
flavors are. I always want to know what those natural flavors are.
The thing I liked most about Snapple was that we would do the thing. We do it because ostensibly it was to make it easier to open the cap. But like, you take the bottom and you smack the bottom, and it'd make it, and it would pop the, it would pop the cap to make it easier. And I remember, like, we used to do that, like, I was in, like, you know, college and stuff, and we used to be like, look how cool we are. Like, it's like guys who dip that would, like, do the thing with their dip can. We'd
so
do the
gross.
Douchebaggy, like, oh, I gotta tap the bottom and twist the cap because I'm cool.
That's hilarious.
Chicks love it when I do that. Said no one ever. Arizona tea, that stuff I would think is worse than Snapple.
That was big too growing up. And we drank that. And Arizona tea also had this ginseng flavor.
Yes, yes.
And that was like a biggie.
Yeah, you're like, look at me drinking ginseng. I'm healthy.
Now, that one wasn't as bad as the other flavors. The other flavors were just like all sugar. But I wonder like how much sugar the green tea one had. I used to drink that all the time. And those bottles were huge.
Yeah, they were huge. And then they came out with the cans. And then they were like, also they were like, I actually did a piece on this one. They're 99 cents and they always stayed 99 cents.
Unbelievable.
And they stamped 99 cents on the can so vendors couldn't raise the price.
Interesting. Yeah. So I'm looking now, green tea, cane sugar, and honey. Oh, sugar and honey. Just what we always needed.
Because sugar's not enough.
It's a little bit better than Snapple.
Wow. Shock.
So it's 35 carbohydrates, 34 grams of sugar.
I'm surprised. I thought Arizona would be way, way more.
Oh, I lied. You get two servings.
That's right, because it's a bigger...
That's what it is. That's what it is.
So it's 70 grams of sugar?
Yeah. Can you believe that we just drank that on the regular?
Yeah. And you're like, what do you mean? It's green tea has ginseng in it. I'm living my best life.
Can't believe it.
That is insane. That and Arizona tea, not made in Arizona.
Where is it made?
It's made in New York.
Interesting.
It was two guys who were in the malt liquor business and got inspired by like the bodegas in New York City and were like, oh, I wonder if we could do this with like, not alcohol. And so they came up with tea and they called it Arizona because they wanted the idea of like, oh, it should be a place that like is hot and, you know, where you're like third month to need to quench your thirst. So we'll just call it Arizona.
Love it.
All right, let's move to newer teas. These are teas in the past like 10, 15 years or so that I think are all bullshit. And I hate the taste of all of them. I'm going to start with this one, Pure Leaf.
Okay, this one, Marla Gentile, my mother, drinks this shit every night.
Night?
Yes, she has to have it by her bedside, okay?
God.
So they're coming to town tonight, and I ordered her, like I got deliveries for them, I ordered her these Pure Leaf teas.
That's so funny. Oh my God. You know who else drinks Pure Leaf every day?
Who?
The VP of our company, Chad.
Interesting. Like, see, this is
nonstop.
Because if you go into a gas station, this is looks the plainest.
Yes.
So it, if you get it unsweetened, it's not bad for you. Yeah. And it just doesn't have any frills. It's like a standard thing that's not Lipton.
Yes. It's not. You can get the unsweetened and it still tastes terrible. It's like it's the worst. Honest Tea. Have you ever had Honest Tea?
Yes. I like Honest Tea.
Interesting. Okay.
It just has a little hint of honey. If you want a little hint of honey. There's ones that have a lot of honey in them, and then there's ones that are like very mild, so it's not doesn't have that many calories. And I have bought this at a gas station before on a road trip.
Okay. I mean, if I'm going on a road trip, I'm just gonna like fuck it. Just give me a Diet Coke. I don't want any of these bullshit teas because I'm just gonna be sad. So I'm like, let me just if I need the caffeine, let me just get the Diet Coke and I'll live through it.
Honest Tea says they're organic.
And they're honest.
Oh, they're owned by Coca-Cola.
See? Booyah! They're full of shit. Gold Peak.
Gold Peak I usually stay away from, but I don't know if I have any information to back that up.
I do as well. I associate Gold Peak as the teas that are like in huge jugs. And like you're like, I'm bringing Gold Peak to the picnic. And that's going to be the tea for the day, and it's no good. Here's the worst tea. I'm calling them out. Tazo. Tazo bag tea and their bottled tea are the worst teas for me.
Now, where do you see a Tazo?
Tazo.
Oh, I've had their bag teas before. Terrible. And I've never had their bottle. I didn't know they made bottles.
They do make bottle teas, not as big as their bag tea. Their bag tea, several years ago, Starbucks and Tazo joined forces and were like, okay, Tazo's going to be the tea
for Starbucks.
And I stopped going to Starbucks because of it. I hated the tea that much.
Interesting. See, I never really noticed.
Okay. I noticed big time because it affected me emotionally.
Understood.
Tejava, T-E-J-A-V-A. I've seen it.
I've seen that at Trader Joe's.
That's it. This is the Trader Joe's ones. To me, that's like Trader Joe's version of Pure Leaf.
Yes, exactly, 100%.
No frills, just the, here's your tea, do what you will. Last one.
100%.
Teavana. Do you remember, do you know Teavana? I've heard of Teavana. I've seen Teavana.
Teavana, I feel like I've had that before. Give me just a second here. I don't think I've had it.
Okay.
I'm looking at the label. I don't think I've had it.
See it around. I can't say much about it, but I'm going to put it in the don't like category. All right.
Okay.
Keeping along the lines of cold or iced tea, how do you feel about an Arnold Palmer?
Love an Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer's, I'm not going to lie. Those are real drinkable.
You know, I never really knew what that was until I worked in a restaurant. And I was like, what is that? And I'm like, why have I never had this in my life?
I mean, they've been around since the 50s because they are named after the golfer Arnold Palmer who came up with this concoction and would have to have it every time he got off the golf course.
I like it because it's like you don't want to get too naughty with lemonade, so you could like mix and match it, and you get a little bit of both worlds.
Agree. Now, do you go more tea than lemonade or more lemonade than tea?
I do more tea than lemonade.
Samesies, and it's better.
Yeah.
It's better. It should be a little more tea forward, I think.
Just depends on your sweet tooth, I think.
I mean, I have a pretty big sweet tooth, but for me, I think more tea than lemonade is the way to go. Otherwise, just get lemonade.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just get the lemonade. Just get the lemonade.
Now, would you do a version of an Arnold Palmer that is tea and limeade?
I don't know if I remember what limeade tastes like, so I'm going to say no.
It's just lemonade, but tastes like lime. Okay. I'm going to throw another one at you. An Arnold Palmer with orange juice.
I don't want it.
Grapefruit juice.
I don't want it.
I don't want any of these either. It's got to be lemonade.
It's got to be lemonade.
What about passion fruit?
I don't want it. I want passion fruit tea sometimes.
Ugh, that's the worst.
I like it sometimes. I dilute it a bit, but I like it because it's sweet enough and it's tart enough to like get my sweet tooth going without being like bad.
But you don't find it too overly sweet at all?
No, I kind of like really strong tea flavor sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And for me, sometimes you just can't get past all that sweet passion fruit fake kind of shit.
I like it.
All right. Have you ever liked, ever tried, ever heard of a tea cocktail?
I feel like I've had a tea cocktail and I'm trying to think of what it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've had some sort of a vodka tea
situation
before. Yeah.
Yep.
Black tea.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a really involved process because a lot of times it takes like, first of all, to make a tea cocktail, it's just got to be, it just takes a lot of work. And I feel like if you're, even if a bar is offering that, I feel the bartender's like, really?
Yeah. It's a whole thing. Even just getting a hot toddy and asking for hot water, like a bartender's really annoyed by it sometimes.
Yeah, it's like, I don't got time for that shit. Now, yeah. I bring it up because long before I met you, long before I became an editor, I was a cocktail writer.
Oh, that's right.
And I wrote an article about cocktails for this restaurant industry magazine called Food Fanatics. This is like from 2013. So, I'm going to read a little bit to you. And you can judge me on my writing.
Great.
Like I've done.
I love it.
So this is called, this title. Title is called Steeped in Spirit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The log line, when tea and spirits hook up, good things can happen. By Kirk Pinchot.
Ooh, love that. Yeah. So sexy and fresh and current.
I was really pushing it, man. All right. Here we go. I'm going to give you the first two paragraphs. Bartenders will add any liquor to any liquid given half the chance, so it shouldn't come as a surprise. It's a surprise that tea cocktails are the latest darling of the drink menu. I don't know why I said darling. But creating a great tea cocktail doesn't mean just tossing anything out. It turns out there's a method or two to the madness. Infusing is hardly a new technique, but bartenders are discovering more nuanced flavors from steeping tea directly into a spirit. In fact, some bartenders won't make tea cocktails any other way.
Oh.
I mean, I'm really selling that shit.
I like it.
I mean, oof.
Sounds like you know what you're talking about.
It sounds like I know what I'm talking about. And you know what? Full disclosure, I think I wrote it that way because I got paid per word.
There you go. Yep. Get those words in, baby.
Get those words in. Get those 5-cent words in and make more money.
Unbelievable.
Yes. But tea cocktails are a thing. I don't know if they're as popular as they were in 2013, but it was like a big deal. And it was like people were like, oh, yeah, I take this cardamom tea and I take the vodka, infuse it, and it takes like a week. And then I make a cocktail with it. And I was like, God damn, there's a lot.
Yeah, I've had like black tea infused vodka. Yeah. I've had like some things like that.
I think it's fine. I would guess it's not as much as I like tea. I'm like, it's not really worth the sweat equity for it.
Right. Yeah. I understand that.
I don't like that. Which is the perfect time to now talk about different types of teas. I'm going to go into the types of teas that the internet says are available. There are 5 different types of tea, but in those 5 types, there's like literally just thousands. So okay. I'm going to start with green. And here are the differences. And I want to hear your thoughts on some of the green tea. When green tea leaves are processed, they are minimally oxidized. After being harvested, they are quickly heated and dried to prevent too much oxidation from occurring that would turn the green leaves brown and alter their fresh pick flavor. Less oxidation means green tea is typically lighter in color and flavor than black tea, with more vegetal, grassy, or seaweed notes depending on the tea. So it's like they, it's almost like a mad dash where they're just like, okay, let's pick them quick, let's fucking heat them quick, and let's get them out there.
Got it.
And that's my favorite type of tea. Now, my
favorite, I love green tea.
I love green tea. And my favorite is jasmine green tea. That's the thing I drink the most.
Me too. I love, that's my favorite green tea.
Oh, God, I love you for saying that.
It's so good.
Jasmine green tea is so good. Next time you're coming over, we need to give you some green tea because they do, we do ones that are jasmine green pearls. So what they are is they're fucking cool as shit. It's technically a loose leaf tea, but it's a little ball. It's a little tiny jasmine pearl tea ball. And you put it in a little container, a metal container that's kind of like a strainer that fits the cup. And you heat your water, and then you pour the tea in, and then it steeps it through. And the little balls open up.
Wow.
It's really cool.
The only problem is I can't have caffeine after like 12.
That's why you don't do it.
That's why I don't do tea with you guys. I can like maybe do like 2 p.m.
Okay.
If I'm staying up late, but like I am very caffeine sensitive.
But that caffeine doesn't affect you in the morning.
No, I have like a cutoff.
Wow. When did you realize this?
I've always been like that. My mom can't even have any caffeine.
Your mom has pure leaf tea.
That's the only caffeine that she'll have.
But she's having it at night.
For some reason, it doesn't affect her.
Listen.
She doesn't drink any coffee. She only has decaf. Like, we get up all night.
But she'll drink pure leaf tea before going to bed.
That's a new thing, though. And for some reason, it doesn't bother her. But, like, growing up, she would only have herbal teas. Mm-hmm. But that's, like, a new thing that she does. And she says it doesn't bother her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen. When that wedding rolls around, me and your mom are going to have a conversation because I need to dive in more about that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I get it.
Other types of tea, of green tea, there's which I've had, is sencha, which is really good. Mm-hmm. Sencha, this is where it gets real pretentious and snobby. Sencha tastes a little grassy.
Yeah, it's like very bitter.
Yeah, it's very bitter and it kind of has a grassy essence, which I really like. There's matcha, which we actually did an episode about all the matcha tea shit that people make with food and all that stuff. There's gen matcha, which tastes like brown rice.
Hmm.
It's an acquired taste. Like, I went through a gen matcha phase where I was like, I'm only drinking gen matcha tea now. This is my life. And then, like, 3 months later, I was like, I'm done. No more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
That's a lot of caffeine.
Yes. Gunpowder.
Yeah.
You ever had gunpowder tea?
No.
It smells like tobacco.
Mm.
Don't make a face yet. You know how like when you're drinking scotch and the peaty scotches and stuff? That's like gunpowder tea. It's green tea, but it's very, very strong and tastes like peaty, like a scotch.
Yeah, I don't think I want that.
It's not having it. Okay. Again, I'm going to be honest. I started drinking gunpowder tea because I thought it sounded cool. And I was right. It is kind of cool. But I drink a fair amount of it, but it's real easy to burn out on.
Yeah.
Jasmine's the one. White tea. Never had white tea in my life.
I've had white tea before.
Really?
Yeah. I don't... It's like, doesn't really do it for me, but I've had it before.
Never had it. White tea is comprised of new young tea leaves and buds from that Camellia sinensis plant and is only harvested for a few weeks each spring in the northern district of Fujian, China. Now, there are 5 varietals. There's the silver needle, the white peony, the tribute eyebrow, the noble long life eyebrow, and the Fujian new craft. Silver needle, white peony, tribute eyebrow, noble long life eyebrow, Fujian new craft. All right, based on name alone, which one are you drinking?
One of the eyebrows. Just got to see what that is.
Goddamn right.
What are we drinking here, guys?
I am 100% drinking Noble Long Life Eyebrow.
Yeah, like where, what does that even mean? What's the story behind it? Like, I gotta know more.
I gotta know more. A little concerned that if I drink it, it makes my eyebrows grow.
Yeah, you never know.
Because, I mean, I gotta cut through the bracket enough, but still, I'm going to give it a try.
I love it.
I love that. All right, the main thing that everyone thinks about when they think of tea is black tea. That's kind of the Western culture tea. Sun tea, sweet tea, iced tea, afternoon tea, those are all used making black tea. Black tea difference from green tea in that it's different in the production process. The tea leaves are allowed to fully oxidize before they heat process and dried. So that's why it's got that like rich, dark brown, black color, because it oxidizes longer. Don't like black tea.
I like black tea.
Like straight up. Okay, here's examples of black tea. Darjeeling. Have you ever had Darjeeling?
Yeah, I'm not that into that.
Same. Irish, English, or Scottish, which are roughly the same.
I like an English tea in the morning if I want something bitter. Like, let's say they didn't have coffee, I would do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm more of a green tea person.
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey, don't really love it.
Don't love it either, yet I'd eat it like an Earl Grey scone. If there's like an Earl Grey scone, I'll eat it. But ironically, drink it with jasmine green tea.
Interesting. Yeah, I think there's something nice about having black tea like for breakfast. But yeah, it's definitely a strong taste.
Definitely. And I think that's why a lot of people will put milk in it, which I still think is disgusting. I can't get, especially hot tea and milk. Oof, no, thank
you. Thing.
It's a thing. It's been a thing forever, but I'm here to say, not a thing for me.
Not into it.
Oolong.
Now, I've had oolongs. Give me some more information about oolongs.
Oolong is neither a black tea nor a green tea. It falls into its own category of tea. Oolong tea usually tastes floral, fruity, and has a thick mouthfeel.
Yeah, I've had some oolongs before.
I don't think I've ever had oolong. I don't think I want a thick mouthfeel.
I know, but I like a fruity sometimes.
No, thank you. Would you take a oolong over a Earl Grey or Darjeeling?
No, maybe. It depends on like my mood and the time of day.
Okay. I can see that. I would take an Earl Grey over an oolong. Thick mouthfeel, the name of my new ska band. But oof, no thank you. Okay, herbal tea. I think this is correct. Herbal tea is not tea. True tea is made from the leaves of the plant Camellia sinensis, most commonly known as the tea plant, while herbal teas are made using a combination of spices, flowers, bark, and leaves belonging to edible non-tea plants. I never knew this.
It makes sense. I mean, I didn't know that the tea was only like a specific kind of leaf, but yeah, they are all sorts of weird dried flowers and fruits, so that makes sense to me.
Yes. So examples of that, chamomile. Chamomile,
love it.
To me, all herbal teas are... I'm not feeling well. I need to drink herbal tea.
I love herbal teas as someone who can't do caffeine at night because this is just what I'll have at night.
Well, what will that be? Chamomile, peppermint, ginger?
I love all of it.
Hibiscus?
I like hibiscus less.
Oof, too flowery.
But I like it. I like it.
Not here for it. I used to drink chamomile tea. Was the tea that I knew of to use for a hot toddy.
Yep, you can use chamomile for a hot toddy.
And that became a thing for when I was sick and also for a while in Chicago when it was butt-ass cold.
Yeah.
We would just be like, let's just put some whiskey in some chamomile tea with some honey and drink it.
This is saying that rooibos is an herbal tea.
It is. That was the last one I was going to ask you about. I think it's called Ruhus.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's called Ruhus. It looks like rooibos, but I think it's Ruhus.
When we went to South Africa, we brought home like boxes of it. And it lasted me like a good, like maybe a year.
I can't imagine drinking that regularly.
So good.
Is it? Why is it? What does it taste like?
I don't know. I just loved it.
Really?
What does it taste like? It tastes kind of like black tea, if I remember correctly. I'm trying to see what it says here. I loved it. Mm-hmm. But also it was like nostalgic for my, you know. But we drank it every morning and we loved it.
There's a really good ramen place in San Gabriel Valley that serves free tea with your meal. It's iced. And they'll either give you a choice of iced green tea or iced Ruhus.
It's really good. It says here that it has an earthy flavor similar to yerba mate or tobacco.
Oh.
It tasted like a black tea to me.
Maybe I would like that.
It's really good.
Wow. Maybe I would like that. Interesting. Well, it might go well with what we're about to talk about next, which is afternoon tea. I want to hear your history, with afternoon tea, but let me give a little context. Afternoon tea is a light meal typically eaten between 3:30 p.m. and 5 p.m., comprises a tier of sandwiches, a tier of cakes, and one of scones or tea cakes. However, you could also throw in pastries, petite fleurs, or biscuits. Black tea like Earl Grey and Assam, as well as herbal teas like chamomile and mint, are used. Marmalades, lemon curds, and herbed butters may also be included. I want all of this, except I want it with green tea.
You can have it with green tea.
I'm assuming you could. I've never had an afternoon tea in my life. It sounds delightful.
Well, if you want to go to the London, mm-hmm. it's like a per head cost, and they just bring trays of all the pastries.
Is it all you can eat?
No, you get like a couple of tiers per table, like depending on how many people are there.
There's a tea place in Pasadena as well, which is like looks real like old school grandma-ish. Oh, it's time for tea. Which I would be willing to go to. But all the things that come with afternoon tea, all them foods, hell yeah.
Some of them are good, and some of them are the grandma candy version of pastries.
Oh, interesting. I had no idea.
Ooh. Like cream puffs, like that weird like texture that you're just like, do I really want that? But then you've got like a good couple scones.
Yeah.
Scones. They call them scones.
I know. Stupid British.
And then they give you like the stuff you could put on the scones. What's it called? There's the like...
Marmalade.
Butter creams.
Cream. Yes. The creme fraiche. I know what you're talking about.
It's called like the...
You're making curdled, hand gestures and I don't know what you're talking
curdled,
about.
Curdled, cuddled, curdled. I don't know. Whatever.
Curdled cream.
Something like that.
Okay.
Some of the, they have like a lemon tart sometimes. So some of the things are really good. And some of them are the grandma candies of.
Might depend on where you're going. So you worked at the London in LA.
They have
in New York?
They haven't. No, just in LA and they have an afternoon tea.
And you worked the afternoon tea. Did you work that with Kelly?
Mm-hmm. She also did. We didn't do it every day, but like as the. If you worked the breakfast shift on the weekends, sometimes it was afternoon tea.
Did it suck?
It sucked.
Don't be vague.
You had like 12 people at a table and you'd have to write down like, number one is getting this tea with this and this and this. Number two is getting this tea with this and this and this. Number three, like breakfast is already hard. I don't think people know unless you've waited tables like... How do you want your eggs? What kind of toast do you want? There's like all these different little things, add-ons. So afternoon tea was nice because there was no added food. They just got these tiers. Mm-hmm. But the tea thing got crazy town.
Wow. How long How long did you work the afternoon teas? Did you do it for the whole time you were there?
Yeah, like 2 years that I was there. Okay. But it was crazy. You'd get a 30 top and you have 30 different types of teas and have to like put the teas in order of who's sitting where. I mean, it was crazy.
How were the tips
for a tea? Just for a tea, pretty bad, actually. Oh,
that sucks. Mm-hmm.
If they were over a certain amount of people, it was included, thank God, but it was pretty bad.
Oh, that sucks. My issue, not as a server, but as a patron, is that that's a meal, and that's too late in the day. What do you, does that mean you're skipping dinner? What, I'm not eating dinner now?
We did it. We started at like 1, I think, so it could be like a lunch brunch. Mm-hmm. But the thing is like your water gets cold. So, like, you're constantly hounding your server for more hot water or, like, more tea bags. It's not as fun as it sounds.
Okay. So we shouldn't get together and do an afternoon tea.
I would go to the Pasadena place. Yeah. What's it called?
I've already forgotten. it's...
I'll look it up.
Yeah, tea place. And while you're looking it up, now afternoon tea, when Lily was very little, her and her cousin... would go with my mom, and they would do a little ladies' tea every Christmas, which was a big deal. So it was like a special occasion thing that my mom would take the girls out.
I would try it somewhere else and check it out.
Okay.
There's a few places in Pasadena, by the way.
It's so on point that it would be Pasadena as well.
Yeah.
So all right. Point. All right, we might do it. We might do an afternoon tea. Oh, my God. We're going to be classy as fuck.
Yeah.
All right, now it's time for How's It Taste?
How's It Taste?
This is the part of the show where we surprise each other with a food based on the theme of today's show to see if we like it. Since today's episode is about tea, that's what we'll be tasting. I'm going to freshen up my tea. Wait,
I'm
going to
freshen up mine,
what
too.
What are you drinking?
Hot.
You're drinking hot tea right now.
Yeah.
What is the tea you're drinking?
I made myself a ginger tea.
Oh, it's so gross.
It's so good.
I fucking hate ginger tea. That's like medicine. It's medicines.
It's so good. So when I lived in New York, there was this bodega that literally put like the hot pot of water, mm-hmm. like that you would on like a coffee burner. And they just had chunks of ginger and water.
Whoa.
That's it. Just chunks of ginger and water. And I would drink it. And like some people would need to like totally put more hot water or honey or whatever. I would just drink it just like that. And I just fell in love with it. So I have had like, I don't have COVID. I checked.
Yeah.
But my stomach's been weird the last few days. And I'm like, all right, I'm making my own ginger tea. So I literally chopped up like 3 things of ginger. Boiled it and then let it sit on low. And you can add honey if you want to. Like I might add honey to the second bunch. But it's so good. And then if you want it less ginger, you just add a little more water. But I love it. It's like a kick. It like punches you in the face.
Wow. I could not. Now, the version that you have made, is it as good as the one that you had in New York?
It's the same thing. It's same just ginger taste. And water. Okay. Yes.
Doesn't seem different. Okay. So before you go get a top off, I'm going to try mine. Or I'm going to prep mine. I almost did ginger tea. Because I was like, I'm not going to drink green tea. That's stupid. I drink green tea every day. So I was combing through the kitchen looking for different teas that we had. I almost did an oolong. I almost did a green tea mango. And I almost did a ginger. And then Anne's like, why don't you do a milk tea from a bag? So I got this. This is the stuff that Theo loves to drink. It's called Share Tea.
Whoa.
It is a package of brown sugar creamy milk tea. So I'm going to keep
weird.
Talking. It's going to be weird. So what I have to do is I'm going to do this. I open it up per the instructions.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to smell it. Oh, it smells like, you know what it smells like? Boba.
Interesting.
It smells like boba. So I got to pour this in. Here I go. Pour. I have to pour this whole thing in. This is
it's like doing like hot cocoa, like yes, out of a packet. It is,
but it's tea. All right, I'm going to walk. I actually heated up some tea, some water, so I'm going to put it in right now.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. So,
while I'm gone, Lindsay, entertain the folks with something.
Okay, I will. What should we talk about? Well, we didn't really talk about chai tea, and that's kind of, I feel like chai tea probably has things where you could just put it in a bag, heat it up, and that kind of looks like what Kirk is doing right now. To be honest, it looks kind of gross, but I don't want to offend Theo, so we're just gonna see what it tastes like. But it does have a chai. Also, just to let you know, my parents are coming and I got them an Airbnb, so they're close enough, but they're not too close to us. I'm just kidding.
You're talking
I'm just
about kidding. Wedding shit. I know. Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
I was saying it, what you're drinking reminds me of a chai tea.
I think that's what it is. So now I'm supposed to stir it up. Oh my God, there's so much powder in this.
I bet there's so much sugar in that. It's going to be disgusting.
Why does Anne give this to Theo then? All right, so I'm stirring it up. It looks like
chai.
Yeah, it looks like I'm having coffee that has a bunch of cream in it.
Yeah.
Which I don't think
it's gonna taste like that too.
Okay, here I go. Not as sweet as I thought. Whoa.
Interesting.
Not as sweet. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, here I go. It's got the mouthfeel of hot chocolate.
That's what I was saying, yes. That I felt like it was going to be like.
But it doesn't taste like, it tastes a little bit like a boba drink.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's called Share Tea. And it's from Taiwan, established in 1992. Brown sugar, creamy milk tea. Now let me try one thing. I'm gonna try. When the weather gets warm, Anne brews jasmine tea, like a big thing of jasmine iced tea that we have in the fridge.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put a little jasmine tea in here and see what it tastes like. So while I'm gone, hey Lindsay, entertain the folks.
Should we talk about the wedding again? Maybe we should. So we've basically done everything we've needed to do for the wedding, but I'm going dress shopping on Friday, which Kirk doesn't even know that. So once I get a dress, I think I'll be able to feel better because we've done everything. We've done all the hard work. So dress shopping, it is. Oh, here it comes. Gross.
I would love to have gone on back on the mic and... You just finished with, and that's how I killed the man. All right. So
I
put this jasmine green tea that is really good. It's very strong.
I don't know why you're putting jasmine green tea inside of the milk tea. That sounds disgusting.
Because it says it's tea and it's a little too sweet for me.
Gross.
Yeah, I failed.
That's disgusting.
That was a bad move. That was a bad move.
What a waste.
Because it's now colder. Although I guess you can drink this cold. But now it's really diluted.
Yeah, that's nasty.
It was better the original way. I thought this might have been a good fix, but it was better the original way. Oh boy. I should have stuck with green tea. But just as a side note, I'm really proud of this glass. This is my favorite tea mug. This wonderful green color. I have a lot of different mugs for a lot of different teas. That's the thing I also like about tea, as I was saying, is like I like the hardware.
Yeah.
I'm a fan
of
the
hardware.
You like
having a good cup.
I like whether you're doing tea or coffee, you gotta have a good mug.
You gotta have a mug
that you look forward to, that you get excited about. Final fun fact, I have a Prince mug. But no liquid goes in the Prince mug.
That's just for show.
That's just for show. I will not allow any liquid to enter the Prince mug. Not allowed. So have you been sipping your ginger tea?
I have. When we're done doing the pot, I'm going to have a little bit more. I'm going to warm it up. I'm actually going to put a little honey in it this time.
Now, do you find that it's helping your tummy?
I don't know, but I think overall, like, ginger is really good for your stomach, so I'm sure it's doing something.
Yeah, as long as it's making you feel good.
Yeah.
That's all you can hope for. All right, now it's time for What You Eatin'.
What You Eatin'.
We're going to close out the show, as we do every show, with a food recommendation, anything you're currently obsessing over, or you can recommend based on today's theme. Here's mine. This is a life hack. My life hack is this. If you are a fan of eating cookies like I am, might I suggest having hot green tea unsweetened with your cookies? Because what happens is you have some cookies, you eat a cookie, you have a little hot jasmine green tea, and it completely flushes out your mouth, and you're like, oh, I can eat more cookies now. So it's a way to get more cookies into your system because the green tea completely just kind of obliterates all the like cookie chunks, all that stuff. It's a complete cleanser. And that way you get more cookies in because you're like, oh my God, I don't feel like I've had cookies because it's been cleansed from my mouth from jasmine green tea.
Wow, what a hack.
You don't like that hack at all. I can tell from your face. That was hurtful.
I thought you were going to say like the flavor, like it wipes it out. So then you could start over with a nice new bite and it's like a new bite every time. But you just want to shove more cookies in your mouth.
Yes. Why is that a bad thing?
It's fine. I said it was a great hack.
You said it in a tone that was sarcastic and anti-tea.
Well, here's my suggestion. I think our listeners need to go out, find an afternoon tea near them, do the full tea service, and then email us and let us know if it was worth it.
Yes. Let us know if it was worth it, because I don't want to do it if it's not really worth it.
But I want to know what the listeners think. Yeah. I want to know.
Do the full tea. Let us know. Send us pictures.
Yeah.
We want to see how the food looks, because if it looks good, then Lindsay and I will go out on our own. And
yeah.
We'll do a little sophisticated afternoon tea. I'd get dressed up for it.
Yeah, tell us what to do. It's all on you guys.
We need help. I
can't make my own decisions anymore.
After this wedding shit, you're like, I can't. All other decisions Lindsay needs help with. She's busy doing her wedding decisions.
Just prop me up and tell me where to go.
Story of my life. And that's our show. You can find Food Fight anywhere you listen to podcasts. If you like our show, please subscribe, please share, please tell your friends, and please leave us a review. Whether you use Apple Podcasts to listen to us or you don't, but you do have an Apple ID and it's convenient for you to do so, please go give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you like even more food content, go ahead and follow our Instagram page, The Food Fight Pod, where we have food pics, videos, clips from the show, and all our food polls. And if you have a question, comment, or just want to tell us how wrong we are, or you want to go do an afternoon tea and send us pics, send us an email at foodfightthepodcast@gmail.com and we'll read it on the air. Or you can hit up Lindsay at
Lindsay Gentile on Instagram.
That's our show. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.